Needing a breath of fresh air, even if it was hotter and thicker than steam, she headed out the side door of the brewery toward the moonwalk. Julian and Selena followed.
"Grace, what made you cry?" Julian asked.
"It's Paul," she heard Selena whisper to Julian.
Grace glared at Selena as she forced herself to calm down. Drawing a ragged breath, she turned back to Julian.
"I wish I could just fling myself into bed with you, but I can't. I don't want to be used that way, and I don't want to use you. Can't you understand that?"
His jaw tense, he looked away. Grace followed his gaze and saw a group of 6 rough-looking bikers headed in their direction. Their leather outfits had to be stifling in the heat, but they didn't seem to notice as they ribbed each other and laughed. It was then Grace saw the woman with them, a woman whose slow, seductive walk was the female equivalent to Julian's graceful, loose-limbed saunter. The woman also possessed the kind of rare beauty that would best any actress or model. Tall and blonde, the woman wore a skimpy leather halter and tight short shorts that hugged a figure Grace would kill to possess. And the woman was slowing down, falling behind the men as she slid her black sunglasses down the bridge of her nose to stare straight at Julian. Inwardly, Grace cringed. Oh, good Lord, this could get ugly fast. None of the scruffy, tough-as-nails bikers looked like the type who would tolerate their girlfriend looking at another guy, and the last thing she wanted was a fight on the moonwalk. Grace grabbed Julian's hand to pull him in the other direction. He refused to move.
"Come on, Julian," she said urgently. "We need to get back inside."
Still, he didn't budge. He glared at the bikers as if he wanted to kill them. Then, before she could blink, he shrugged off her hold and rushed forward. He grabbed one of the men by his shirt. Dumbfounded, Grace watched as Julian punched the man in the jaw.
Chapter 6.
"You worthless piece of..."
Julian let out a string of curses that would make a sailor blush. Grace's eyes widened. She didn't know what startled her most, Julian assaulting the unknown biker or the language he used. As he pummeled the biker, the man fought back, but his fighting skills were nowhere near Julian's. Forgetting Selena, Grace ran toward them, her heart hammering as she tried to think of what she should do. There was no way she could get between the two men, not at the rate they were trying to kill each other.
"Julian, stop it before you hurt him,"
the biker woman cried. Grace froze at the words. How did she know Julian's name? The woman danced around as if trying to help the biker thwart Julian.
"Honey, watch out, he's going to..." "Ouch, that had to hurt."
The woman cringed in sympathetic pain after Julian hit the biker in the nose.
"Julian, stop hitting him like that. You're going to make his nose swell. Ooh, baby duck."
The biker didn't duck, and Julian caught him one hard blow to the chin that made him stagger backward. Totally befuddled, Grace looked back and forth between the woman and Julian. How could they possibly know each other?
"Eros, baby, no!"
the woman shouted again, waving her hands around her face like a bird about to take flight. Selena moved to stand beside Grace.
"Is that the Eros Julian was trying to summon?"
Grace asked.